Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're brought to you by the Compensation Foundation. The Compensation Foundation has their Bay Area Artist Report. It's out. It's an ongoing anonymous platform for visual artists to report and investigate compensation practices in their field. You can find the Bay Area Artist Report at their website, compensationfoundation.org.
I wonder if there are any organizations that would give money to help you get your emergency preparedness kit together. Something to look into, perhaps?
I bet we could get an Altex grant.
Speaking of compensation, we are in the middle of hell on earth right now.
What is happening, Maysoon?
All of the West Coast is burning down. It's god awful.
It's just one disaster after another.
Yeah, I'm freaked out. I've been freaked out, but I'm freaked out more now.
Maysoon.
Kind of panicked.
Okay, don't panic.
The sun was so red. Did you see the sun just
all
now?
All day. Sunset. It's been helter-skelter like over here in Oakland.
Hot fuchsia pink.
It's Wednesday now, but this will be out on Friday, so who knows what's going on then.
I know.
But there are a bunch of places, if you're in the Napa area,
right,
there's tons of places that are giving free food, including Amy's Drive-Thru, Nopalito, McGuire's. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sauce Barbecue, Sweet Zone. The Quinoa Restaurant is giving free lunch.
I'm happy they're able to be open.
Also, Comcast has made their Wi-Fi free. Also, the Petaluma Swim Center, they have their showers are open for anybody that needs to come and take a shower. They also
have
soap and towels. Synergy Health Club is offering free showers, also free clothing at Adventure Recreation, the Petaluma Bowling Alley, Copperfield's Books, Yoga Hell.
Yoga Hell?
Has free yoga classes.
Is it called Yoga Hell?
Yeah. Also, they're taking donations there. There's also the Petaluma Animal Shelter. There's a lot of services for animals. Also, if you are any kind of medically trained person, including like EMTs, nursing students, anything like that, you can email the Petaluma Fairgrounds Clinic, which is petalumafairgroundsclinic@gmail.com, and just email them and you can go out there maybe and volunteer.
Speaking of being certified, I want to just give a shout out to our friend Jennifer Wofford, who's a certified NERT practitioner. NERT stands for Neighborhood Emergency Response Team. Also, if you're interested in, you know, getting trained to be someone in your neighborhood who knows how to do this stuff or who can help.
So what's it called again? So it's NERT.
Well, so that's for San Francisco specifically. There's like a different, Oakland has a similar similar training program called CORE, and Berkeley is CERT, C-E-R-T. So they all have, they're different. They all stand for something different, but they're basically the same sort of training program.
And they're kind of neighborhood leaders in case of a disaster.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like, if something happens, this is where... I'm sure they have like meeting points to get to start distribute, you know, aid. You know, she has like a whole list. There's multiple lists on like, you know, making a plan and what kind of things you would need to get together. Like, you know, emergency, how will you receive emergency alerts and warnings? What is your shelter plan? What is my family household communication plan? So there's all these things, all these sort of steps you should really kind of like go through and identify with your partner, your roommates, your family, whoever. There's a whole list on, I was looking at it earlier, there's a whole list on like if you have pets, how you should prepare, like, you know, you want to have,
what do you do for your pets?
You want to have like extra food and water for your pets too, like all those things. And I'm a little worried about cats, but because I feel like if there was a disaster, our cats would go and hide
in the house.
In the house.
And you'd have to be looking for them while just all hell's breaking out.
And also be like concerned for my own health and safety, which makes me super stressed out. So I'm a little worried about the cats, to tell you the truth.
Maybe we need to start training our pets now.
I know.
Like, really next level, where it's like there's a signal, a sound, or a command.
Yeah.
And they really come to where they're supposed to be.
Right.
And then you just scoop them up. Yeah. Start training now. Just train your pets.
What do you? I feel like dogs are a little bit easier, don't you think? Right?
Because Wally only can hide one place, and I can just get him right out of it.
So yeah, I guess you could eliminate all hiding places. You know what I mean?
But like, they love hiding.
No, I know. They love hiding.
And
but
you've got like,
I don't want them to
places.
Die.
I know, but what are you going to do?
I'm going to make their lives miserable.
You're going to put pigeon spikes up on top of your cabinets?
No, I mean like, you know, under bed areas, just like close it off. So
for
they can't.
Permanently.
I don't know. I don't love the idea, but I really don't want my cats to die if I have to get them.
Yeah, truly.
I'm like already crying thinking about
no,
it.
No, make soon. Like, no.
Sorry, Kate. Jimbo and I would be a mess.
Make soon. They're going to be fine. We need to be strong for the listener.
Okay, listeners. I want to encourage you, if you have pets, to
you got
to try to train and think about how to
train them, because you're not going to be able to eliminate all the weird places that they can squirrel into. You got to start today, every day, like Pavlov's dog.
Okay,
you ring the bell, they come, you give them
a treat.
Then the bell makes them come always.
Okay, good.
That's all you need to do.
I think I'm going to start doing that.
Keep the bell like on a necklace or something,
because
you can't be scrambling, looking for the bell.
I think that's a good idea. I think training now is good. So some friends I know have like the treats bag and you shake the bag, but like
that doesn't work for me every time.
It's not loud enough, maybe. Yeah. Also, like if there's like fire
sirens.
And sirens, you need something that's going to kind of go above that. So maybe a bell with like a really kind of a high note.
That'll cut through. Yeah.
Yeah, might be the good way to go.
I don't know, man. Maybe they need to be on leashes all the time.
If you have taken any medications, you want to make sure you have some extra.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a backup in your emergency plan. That is a really serious situation, because you don't know. Jennifer was saying in her recent Facebook post, like the assumption is that all emergency services are going to be taxed. Like they're going to be overly taxed when these things happen. And so,
assume you can't get back to your house.
You can't get back. Yeah.
Because right now, like the fire people in Napa are kind of some of them trying to get people back, if it's possible, to their houses. To see if they're still there to get medicine and stuff like
right.
that was left. So I think when you're making your kit, just assume that you're not going to have access to your house for weeks or.
Right. So then there's a lot of people say, you know, plan, you want to have a kit in your car always if you own a car. I don't quite know what someone like. Us, we don't really have cars or drive around a lot. We're kind of public transit people. I'm kind of like,
should we be hiding things around the places that we go to often?
Like, you should have something in your studio probably.
Okay.
And maybe I should have something at work.
Or should we like have things hidden all throughout the city and outside the city?
We could, but my feeling with that would be that you wouldn't be able to count on that so
and
much
I'll
because
forget
it might
where
get taken.
Sure enough.
Right. So maybe in like your prime locations, like I spend a lot of time at work, you spend a lot of time in the studio, maybe other spaces, you know.
Or should we have our emergency kit with us at all times?
I think real disaster emergency kits are quite large. They're like plastic bins with gallons of water, and you'd be really buff. You'd be super buff if you carried that around with you everywhere.
Soon.
You could put on wheels, a little rolly bag. There's also some, you know, for those of you who maybe have relatives who English is not their first language, there's also, I feel like, you know, you might want to consider, I don't know, what do you do in that situation? Like, how do you make sure your relative is able to communicate, you know, in a situation where...
Well, then you just have to be with your person.
Or would you have like a few like note card? I don't know, like a note or something that says.
Oh, like in your emergency kit?
I don't know. That says, my name is so and so. I have these illnesses and need this kind of aid. Or like,
whoa.
I don't know, you know, like.
Okay. That's great advice.
That's getting pretty intense.
Well,
but
in case you get separated.
Right. I just feel like, how do you prepare? Like, if you're the person who can help your relative who maybe doesn't speak English very well or whatever.
Yep. And have it on the card in both languages.
Have it on the card in both languages, just to be like, okay, mom, dad, grandma, brother, sister, whoever.
Yeah.
You need this card with you because I want to make sure you're going to be safe.
Right.
Or
well, that's
care of.
Good shit, dude.
That's pretty intense,
yeah.
Right? There's like, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. We'll put a link in the underworld. I don't want anyone to freak out, but I do want everyone to take this very seriously at this point, including
right.
myself. I will put myself in the under the bus and saying that.
Don't go under the bus.
Not under the bus, but I'll put myself out there and say,
okay, good.
I don't have a sufficient plan.
Me okay? either. I got
I'm
no
gonna
plan
say it
at
out
all.
Loud here as a way to hold myself responsible to myself and all of you. I'm going to make a fucking plan.
Me too. My plan, well, I think mostly about earthquakes.
Yeah.
My plan was just to get all the animals, take the cats, throw them in the tree outside, and then I'll hold on to my dog and then jump me into the tree. Because I feel like that tree's not going down. It's a redwood.
That's a redwood. That's a strong, sturdy tree. Okay, so you're going to jump into the tree? That's pretty intense. Maybe you should build a rope going to the tree right now. Maybe you need a little rope ladder just to get...
That's like, smart.
Because then you have like a safe way to jump into
you
the
You think
tree.
The tree's good to go, though?
Like, I think that redwood think is it'll probably be safe pretty up solid. There?
Safer than in my shitty 1960s soft story apartment.
Well, you're building. Are there floors above you?
Yes.
Oh, see, I always want to be on the top floor in those
Top
situations.
Floor? You want to be not in any floor.
I don't want to be crushed.
I want to be outside.
Well, yeah, you want to be outside for
but
sure.
But you don't want to be outside because of power lines.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to have a link in the underworld because we're not steering you straight right now. There's a couple of artists that lost their house and everything, so we'll have their GoFundMe down in the underworld. Also, this Saturday is a fundraiser at Interface Gallery for yes. the disaster in Puerto Rico. Okay, dude, real talk.
Do we need to have an incantation?
Maybe.
Or relax?
No, I not feel yet. So futile right now. Okay, but point is, Maysoon, we also have to get real. What are we doing when fucking Trump gets us into a really legit war with North Korea? We got to just straight up go to Washington, D.C. and fucking storm the White House.
Yes, I think that
we can't let America drop a nuclear bomb. Every civilian life, every life that's lost is on our hands if we're not fucking getting in there and pulling the plug on this shit before it kicks off.
Okay, do we go armed or unarmed? No, I'm serious. I mean, like, if you're talking about, like, a full-on fucking revolt.
I don't think we should put... Once again, this is a parody satire art project which cannot be held legally accountable for anything said or done on this podcast. I mean,
if
dude...
If you want to stop the shit, I mean, first of all, it's coming from all different angles. It's not just this one blonde...
Harsh.
Just,
I don't know, harsh against blondes.
Sorry, Kate.
I don't think he's a natural blonde.
I don't think he can't just start. I mean,
When I was in visiting my friend who's British, he was like, is it just going to happen where America is just like, yeah, we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki,
but
and now we're dropping
do
one
that.
On Pyongyang?
Can he do that? Does the president have the power to do that?
Yeah, he's got the nuclear codes.
No, because what I was thinking is that...
I just think we need to get in gear now where we're like, absolutely not. No war, no nukes, not in my name. And then fucking ride when time comes. We got to chain ourselves to the fucking airplanes and shit.
Okay, so what's your proposal?
We're not about to let like...
So here's the deal. We
hundreds
can't...
of thousands of lives are at stake, if not millions.
Well, and then you consider like all the other countries that will get involved and yeah. our country getting bombed and all the thousands and hundreds of
well,
lives
yeah.
that here
I mean,
would get
well,
killed,
just so that like North Korea would bomb Seoul.
North Korea would bomb whatever it could.
Yeah. Well, yeah. but especially like big cities like Seoul. Like, okay, point is, Maysoon. Look, guys, we got to make our plans now, America. Okay. We got to sort that shit out.
Well, so.
Because we cannot let. Our country go to war for no reason.
But the thing is, Kate, we have to do something before that. We can't just wait for a bomb to drop and then go rush the White House.
Well, what do you want
to
do? You want to go right now and occupy the White House?
Okay, well, how serious is the threat do you think it is? I mean, like, seriously serious.
Remember DEFCONs?
Kind of.
Okay, 5 is the safest and 1 is the most severe.
Oh, see, that's confusing. I'm nervous.
Why does it not? We're at 4 right now.
That's low. All?
Okay, so we're all good.
According to who? Who
According
is this?
To DEFCONWarningSystem.com.
Wow. Do you have any information about this person? This group of militiamen?
DWS is an analytical reporting organization which focuses on nuclear threats against the United States and offers an alert code to the public based on current events.
Wow.
It is not affiliated with any government agency. The public should make their own evaluations and not rely on DWS for any strategic planning.
Totally.
So we're okay. DEFCON 4
according to DWS.
It's not great, but it's not that bad. And they raised it over North Korea. We were at chill zone 5.
Okay, so maybe when we get to 2, we should start be getting freaked out.
I feel calm now,
now
after
you feel
reading
relaxed?
That. Yeah.
That DEFCON helped you out.
But look, when it gets hairy, we got to drop what we're doing and do something. Whether that's a general mass strike or... You know, there were these like old British ladies or something back in the day when they were going to go to war in the Falklands or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking just busted onto a fucking airbase and took some hammers and like fucked up some plane.
Oh, damn. They were and, just like, bing, 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 yeah. bing,
and they, of course, they got caught.
Yeah, yeah. They were planning
but
on
they
it.
Basically got off. So we're freaked out. You're probably freaked out. And you know what always helps me not be freaked out?
What?
Doing a little ramble.
I didn't get too much stuff organized, but I did want to tell you that if you didn't know, Lidquake is going on right fucking now. From October 6th to October 14th. I always love Lidquake.
It's such so
a
good.
Great opportunity to go hear new writers or just people you've never heard of. And
you don't have to read at all.
You don't have to read.
That's the great
they
thing.
They read to you. And there's all kinds of topics, political, sci-fi, romance, whatever you want.
Mystery.
It's there. Mystery. What other topics are there? Comedy. Litquake always ends with Lit Crawl. And Lit Crawl will be this Saturday, October 14th. And it usually takes place at like, I want to say like hundreds of places throughout the mission.
If you'd like more information and stuff, maps and everything, you can go to litquake.org. Here's a weird one. Stitch Fetish San Francisco will be happening at the Center for Sex and Culture. That's 7 to 10 on Friday, October
13th. What do you 13th. Think that is about Stitch Fetish? Is that like knitting? What are we talking about here?
Sewing.
Sewing.
Is it or is it about like fucking sewing people's skin and shit?
I know. I don't know. Like it, sewing my penis to your vagina?
I've never seen that before. I've seen where guys will like take their scrotum of their balls and like put their wiener inside or something and like
and
stitch
then stitch that,
all. That
together?
It's all stitched
like
crazy.
It's like a little pita pocket sack. Kind of thing.
Oh my God. Stitch Fetish San Francisco explores Art of the Stitch, a rite unto itself, revealing the fetishized secrets lurking in the minds of the artist. So it's in relation to a show which was curated by Ellen Schinderman.
Nice.
So it's a lot of like craft, sewn crafts, handicrafts and things like that. Speaking of handicrafts, Maysoon.
I love handicrafts.
Julia Bryan Wilson's new book is out.
Ooh, did you get it yet?
Yes, I did. Katie got it for me.
You pre-ordered it?
Katie got it for me, not knowing that I pre-ordered it. So
oh,
I had to
shit.
Cancel the pre-order. But it's kind of expensive.
Oh,
but you can get it at the Berkeley Art Museum. It has copies of it before you even can get it anywhere else.
And what is that book called, Kate?
And it's called Fray. It's about crafts and politics. And okay, so it starts off with this t-shirt that was like kind of circulating around in the 70s that had this like cute little logo on it that said the Ladies Sewing Circle and Terrorist Society.
Oh,
which
nice.
Was by the Oregon Women's Political Caucus. And it like looks really cute until you get to the
terrorist
society.
Yeah.
and she's kind of like going into the whole history of this. But then it turns out that like she had this t-shirt because her mom had it in the 70s because
wow.
she was like a feminist. And so it's all like really interesting stuff like that. And then
those
she
are, like,
also
personal
will like
anecdotes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it maybe not always autobiographical, but get into like these interesting history of all
oh,
this
I like
stuff.
It.
I mean, she's an art historian.
So she's weaving all these stories together.
Yeah. But usually it's like cool shit like that where you're like,
yeah.
I could go tell somebody about this who doesn't give a shit about art or anything.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, fuck, that's interesting. The Poets Theater is going to be happening on Saturday, October 14th at the Berkeley Art Museum. That is at 4:45.
What's that, the Poets Theater? Is that Kevin Killian?
And Brian Kim Steffens are going to have their thing, The American Objectivists, directed by Kevin Killian. Also, Carla Harriman will be doing Hannah Cut In. Ooh, with Brandon Brown. It looks like there's going to be three little mini plays.
I think Margie T is doing something over there, too, for that period of time.
The Bay Area Pun-Off is happening also this Saturday, October
14th. I hope Mike Arcega, are you listening to this? You need to fucking go to that.
That is Saturday, 7 to 10 at the Go Game HQ, which is at 400 Tree Avenue in San Francisco.
Also happening this week, or starting this week, is the 21st Annual Arab Film Fest, one of my favorite film fests of the year. It goes from October 13th through the 22nd. I believe the first 5 to 7 days, or yeah, 5 days, are all the films are showing in San Francisco at theaters like the Castro, the Roxy, I now just get a season, like a pass, and just go to like three films a night.
That's the how much does that ever. Cost?
I think it's like $150. It's but not like as good of a deal as your thing on Bob.
For the amount of money that they cost per thing, if you're paying just regular, yeah. You're making money back.
Oh, I'm definitely, it's definitely a good deal, and I'm happy to give it to them, honestly.
And so. You're making money back. Root Division's having their 16th annual benefit art auction on October 26th. That's a Thursday at 6 p.m. over there at Root Division.
Oh, cool.
Mission Street.
What's that? Is it, do they have a theme for that one? Sometimes they have themes for their auctions.
No theme that I know of. The theme is we're not inviting you back, Kate, because your shit didn't sell last year. And it took you like 3 months to get it out of the damn place.
I think I actually picked it up for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, today, Friday, Nate Boyce will be playing a show at the DeYoung in their Atrium Theater.
He does music?
He does music.
Wow.
He does music and video. I bet you he's doing both.
There's going to be video?
Probably.
That's going to trip you out. Aperture is having their closing reception and costume party on October 28th. That's at Arc Studios and Gallery. And like, isn't it also Kearney Street Workshop is like part of that building? 1246 Folsom Street. Aperture's really good. Go. It's cool. 7 to 10. And it's free if you RSVP. If you don't RSVP, $5 at the door.
Oh, that's
going to
so
a
bad.
Good cause. Going to a great cause. Maysoon.
Yes, Kate.
I'm going to Pittsburgh at the end of the month.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had something for you from Pittsburgh. I can't remember what the hell it was. Ooh, shoot, I left it.
It won't
work.
Affect the show at all, listeners, and Maysoon.
You're just going for fun?
Katie got an email to come for a little info session.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, don't get upset, listener. If you're in Pittsburgh and want me to interview you, go ahead and give me a call, 419-351-6606, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Yep.
Let's check into one of these places we've rambled and see how they're doing on the Bay Area Artist Report.
Oh.
Let's look at Root Division.
Oh, wow. Root Division's doing really well. I'm so glad to hear that.
So remember, listeners, if you want to talk about your experience at Root Division or any other art venue in the Bay Area, get on there, compensationfoundation.org. We'll also have a link in the underworld. Go report. And maybe in our next episode, we'll fill out one. I bet I could dredge up some memory.
I could fill one out.
Yeah, there you go. In our next one, I'll walk Maysoon through filling out the survey.
Fill one out.
Or share your horror stories or celebration customs about how you've been compensated or hurdles you've faced.
We want to be talking about this stuff.
Send
right
it
now.
To us. congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Really, send it to us. We'll share some of our sponsorship money with you. JK, that's a parody satire.
It's already spent, guys. Sorry. Wattis just opened a show last night, Thursday, called Mechanisms. So you missed the opening, everyone. Sorry for that. But you should definitely get out to it. It's a huge show. They've opened both of their spaces, like the grad studio space and the main gallery.
What?
I think they have like something like 25 artists. It's like the biggest group show Wattis has ever shown, it seems.
Why?
I don't know why.
What's going on?
They're just blowing up.
Ooh, I can't wait to go and do a good formal analysis of it.
Me too. But I think they've been planning it for a number of years, so it should be really exciting.
Maybe
I
that's
going to
be like an hour or 2 hour long special where we really go deep into the
forms.
We'll
have to make sure we call Gene.
Fantastic.
We'll bring Gene out for a little Q&A.
Hey, Maysoon, here's one you haven't heard about. Passport.
Oh,
2017
God.
Is coming to Middle Polk. You can get a passport for $25. It's blank, and then you go to all these different artists, and they put a little stamp or a little something in there. Isn't that cute?
That's cute.
Or you can just get the stamped one without having to do any of the work
because
you're a lazy
ass.
Piece of shit. For $125.
Sure enough.
It's only a limited edition of 500. Wait, what is Passport? It's a unique event where they do a lot of stuff. Who are the artists? Tons. You can't even imagine. There's so many of them. Ooh, Nikki Green.
Nikki Green.
Ooh, stoked. Bonanza,
Kevin B. Chen.
Yeah, all kinds.
Layla Weaver. Ben.
How are they doing one from Roy DeForest?
We borrowed a work from the estate. Or we asked
and
the
like,
estate.
And turned it into a stamp?
Mm-hmm.
You can pick it up at 2001 Polk Street.
Cheese Plus.
So you got to go there, pick up your passport between 11:30 and 2 on Sunday, October 22nd, come rain or shine.
That's right.
And then you follow the map that you get to little places and have a little chit-chat, maybe.
The Mills College Art Museum has a show up right now called In Between Places, Korean American artists in the Bay Area, but they do have a number of events that they're planning in conjunction with the show, and this one in particular struck me as really fun, called Home Movie Day. It's on Sunday, November 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you, the listener, the viewer, the audience, the participant, the shower upper, you can bring your own 8mm, your Super 8, your 16mm, your VHS tape, your DVD. You can bring any home video and fucking play it.
Okay, just one last thing is there is a drop off for all the fires. If you want to get some supplies out there at 1234 Go Records at 420 40th Street, number 5 in Oakland. They're open every day from 11 to 8.
Last week, SOEX opened a show, a new show, two solo shows, basically. One.
It looks great.
It is a beautiful show. I went to the opening. I was...
On Instagram, I mean.
I was stunned. Angela Hennessy has a show called When and Where I Enter, using real and synthetic human hair. And other elements too, but those are sort of the primary materials.
It's kind of queer crafty because yes. It's like woven and braided and all kinds.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. The gallery's painted black. It's just really a really visually stunning show. And then also at SOEX, Rodney Ewing also has a show there called Days and Occasions, The Unexpected Griot. And that is on the main entry wall when you walk in, and it's all sort of overheard texts or conversations from the neighborhood, and he uses graphite powder, so loose graphite, to write. So it's just a really amazing, like, visual. You've seen it in the studio.
Oh yeah, check out our interview with
him. Check those out.
A few episodes ago. He's also at Recology right now.
Is he?
Residence. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. I don't think I realized that.
I saw the last show at Recology too, and it was great.
Oh, Kathy Lou, I missed it.
There's my review. So sad. Great job.
Great job, everyone.
Okay, Maysoon, let's set a nice goal of staying safe and
getting our preparedness kits together. We have to
be emergency stuff together.
We have to be set an example for our listeners here, Kate.
Train your pets.
I'm going to start working on that.
Okay, good. And then we'll check in next week and see what kind of progress you've made. Okay. And you want to have little hidden squirrel nests of all your supplies from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.